At the Sri Maharaja Hari Singh Hospital in Srinagar, Kashmir, there's a rush of activity at the psychiatric outpatient department. Manas Bano, a college student in her early 20s, is here for the third time in 2 months after attempting to commit suicide by swallowing sleeping pills. She was delirious when she was taken in by her family members. Now she's talking to a counselor.
I don't want to be a doctor or engineer. I don't like the options. The matter was hidden for all this while, is out now. What happens if you give me medicines? You think medicines will improve me? Nothing will happen.
Like Manas Bano, many young people feel unable to cope with their lives. On average, one person in the Kashmir Valley commits suicide every day. And many of them are teenagers. The National Crime Records Bureau of India states that Kashmir has an even higher suicide rate compared to other parts of the country. Sukumar Muridharan is a political analyst.
This is a generation that has grown up in an environment of military control, people who are below 25 years of age. So obviously there is an element of great disgruntlement among the youth over the unfreedom that they see around themselves as a day-to-day reality.
Psychiatrists say a lack of employment, especially among the youth, has led to an increase in crime and emotional stress as well. Depression, too, has taken a toll on young people and has claimed innumerable lives due to economic woes and dissatisfaction. Dr. Achal Bhagat is a senior psychiatrist from New Delhi.
Suicide is not only a rising number, the number of lives lost because of suicide in India are the second largest in the whole world. At least 40% or 50% of these suicides are amongst young people. The causes of this are a changing society, a lack of emphasis on preventing suicide, a lack of human resource, and a lack of treatment and services for people living with psychological problems.
India's suicide problem may be a result of its traditionalist middle-income residents transitioning into an increasingly globalized landscape. One striking fact when considering the deaths of every 100,000 people under the age of 30 is that the figures are higher in the better-off southern states and lowest in the Hindi heartland. In 2014, statistics released by the Delhi police suggested that one unemployed person committed suicide every day in the capital. The majority were men. Geeta Sodhi, who runs a civil society group, Swastha, says adolescents are being ignored.
Adolescent constituency was given the treatment of a ping pong ball. It didn't have a safe parking space or a berth of its own. So it's been tossed around. There is no dedicated section to it, nor is there a dedicated ministry. So the first call is for giving this very significant subpopulation a parking place of its own.
Unemployment not only has financial repercussions, but also has many social impacts, like the increase in cases of theft, violence, and other criminal activities. This is not to forget poverty, which is directly linked to unemployment and inequality. Job creation is vital for the growth of the economy and necessary to lift India's majority population out of poverty. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.